Hello, Podlers. Coming up on this edition of the show, things are getting slightly out of hand.
Eat your phone.
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 Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:35 on your Thursday, the 1st of September. I know I said it at the top of the show, but can you believe that it's September?
That's scary, isn't it?
It's that time of the year, though, where Glenn makes an appearance on the breakfast show, which is always nice.
Just for one day, and then I'll be shooting off again tomorrow. But thank you for having me.
Well, it's always nice to see you. So, Glenn, welcome back.
Thanks.
We're going to be talking about your very successful run at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival a little later in the show. But needless to say, it was 5 stars across the board, and it's great having you back here on the breakfast show.
Thank you very much.
Now, in your absence, we continue to give away stickers of my face that people put on their wheelie bins.
Yeah, it'd be weird if you suspended it while I was away.
It's back, so, and because he's back, it's your chance to stick it to the bin man. Now, in an unusual move, what we have here is a clip from yesterday's show from this very section when we spoke to someone called Kev, who won himself a bin sticker.
Yeah.
And this is what he told us he's going to do with it.
What I need to know is...
Even better.
Could have been on the back.
That's amazing. That's
thanks, Kev.
This is a much better idea than bins, really, isn't it?
So where is Kev putting his bin sticker instead of on his bin? Is he putting it on the back of his van or on the back of his nan?
Oh, nice.
Stick it to the nan, man. 8, 12, 15. Is it the back of his van or the back of his nan? This is your chance to stick it to the bin, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:45 on your Thursday morning. What I really want right now is to talk to a financial advisor with 3 bins in Loose Valley. Can anybody help me?
Could that be me, Dave?
Hello, Sally. Welcome along to the show. Yes, you are the financial advisor with 3 bins in Loose Valley that I've been looking for. Welcome along.
I would like to boast, but, you know. Good morning.
Sally, it's great having you on the show. Let's get it out of the way, shall we? Yesterday, your fellow competitor in Stick It to the Bin Man said he wasn't going to put my face on his bin. He was even going to put it on his van or his nan. Which one was it?
Well, I hope it was his van.
Yeah.
It was.
I'd hoped it was his van.
Off on her way down to the post office with me on her back. Sally, that's correct. It was on the back of his van. So you've won the bin sticker. Where are you going to put me?
Well, I think the recycling bin, because that's the biggest and the boldest.
Oh, nice. The biggest and the boldest. Yeah. What colour is that? What colour is the recycling bin in Loose Valley?
Well, we're green. Will that go with your complexion, Dave?
Yeah, that'll go perfectly with my complexion. I picked it this early in the morning, let me tell you. Sally, it's been a charm having you on the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Great show, guys. Love it. Thank you, Sally.
That's very sweet of you to say. Of course, there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man next week, because tomorrow around this time, I've got your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It is the 1st of September, and that means our month-long series of challenges has come to an end. We've been trying to figure out who is the greatest team member in Glenn's absence. Seemed like the only fair thing
to
do.
Yeah, I couldn't believe you ran this
without. It's good timing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've been doing all the challenges off air. Yeah.
The audience was so confused at points in your show where you just started doing a self-portrait in sun cream. What's he doing? Is this funny? It's very avant-garde. Forget this. Anyway, the last challenge, the final one, is upon us. We basically have to memorise all 28 tracks in order on the back of the Beatles compilation album 1967 to 1970, also known as the Blue Album. Now, I was practicing this yesterday, and I very rarely do this with any team challenge. Yeah. I nailed it, and I didn't know what to do, and there was no one in the house, and I got so excited, I thought I could either run out and knock on neighbour Phil's door and then just start, you know, listing them at him. But I thought I'll do a more modern equivalent of that, and I'll post me doing it on my Instagram, Dave_Insta.
I saw the video. Unnerving.
I'm unblinking, I'm possessed. I didn't want anyone to think I was looking away at paper or anything. So it's just
straight down the line. Down
please the lens. Do turn the volume on, because otherwise it's just like a minute of just someone staring into the lens. But it was my attempt at nobbling you two. This was
it worked.
I was slightly rattled. You got inside my head a bit.
Good. I was being Roy Keane in the tunnel against Arsenal. You know, I was trying to nobble you. So the results, our attempts at the challenge, and therefore the results are coming in about an hour and 20 minutes time live on The Breakfast Show. Why this matters so much is it's 3 points for a win, 1 point for second place, zero for last. And as it stands, the leaderboard is Emma has 7 points, I have 8 points, Matt has 9 points. It's literally all to play for.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, look at that. 10 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. You're listening to The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and it's time to hand over the full kit and caboodle to Uncle Matt Dyson for the social ammunition.
Thank you.
Matt, what's going on out there?
It's all about a frozen naked Stallone in Australia and panini price panic. I'm not talking about a Sly Guy, one of his NFTs. This naked Sylvester Stallone is cryogenically frozen and has been discovered in an antique shop in Australia. An amazing story, this. So someone called B. Bellingham just went antiquing in a little town called Katoomba when she stumbled across this life-size model of a naked Sylvester Stallone attached to a sort of metal trolley.
It's a curio, isn't
it's
it?
It's a curio.
it's a conversation
thing.
Starter, isn't it?
So she put it straight onto the gram and everyone was going wild for it. As soon as I mentioned it, Dave, you knew what film it was
Demolition
from.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, straight away.
The Three Seashells, Salutations.
Because, of course,
love
the
it.
Cryogenically frozen bit was the key, I suppose, wasn't it? He played a cop in Demolition Man and was thawed out to catch Wesley Snipes. I don't know if I even
And his surname's
it
Demolition
time.
Man.
Simon Demolition Man, nice to meet you.
But it's quite a disturbing to look at.
Sandra Bullock's in that film as well. She's very good. Yes. One of her early roles.
If you wanted to buy it, this model, it would cost you $6,000.
Sold. Hi, Sarah Jane. Now, before you go into the front room, I've got something I need to tell you.
I'm going to stick it on the window. Now, how did it end up in this antique shop is the question.
And most didn't walk people, there, did it?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't thaw out and walk there. Most people seem to think it was from Sydney's Planet Hollywood. Because, of course, they had a short-lived... now defunct Planet Hollywood, where it was, like, hanging from the ceiling.
But I thought the stuff at Planet Hollywood was stuff that wouldn't spoil your meal. It would always be like, it's the jacket from Terminator or whatever. I didn't realise they just had an enormous naked Sylvester Stallone over your burger.
Really
like, the melting baddie from RoboCop while you try and eat.
Excuse me, waiter, I don't think I'm going to have this hot dog now.
Been slightly put off, but, yeah, by this little massive latex doll. Anyway, very strange. I'll share the details on the social so you can have a look for yourself. But the cost of living crisis is affecting all parts of the world at the moment, even the humble football sticker.
Wow.
Because the new prices for the Qatar World Cup this year have been released. They cost a pack 90p for five stickers. Russia 2018, it was 80p a pack. Back in 2016, it was 50p a pack for the Euros. So the price of Panini stickers is getting out of hand. Got need some kind of help from the government to deal with the financial crisis.
Do you reckon that's what they'll start asking politicians instead of how much is a pint of milk?
Yeah.
How much is a pack of Panini football stickers?
That's
Liz Truss is like, what?
How much is the Brazil shiny badge?
So it's approximately 18p a sticker and to complete the sticker book, because you've got to buy, obviously you've got to buy multiple packs of stickers, so the total cost would be £870.
Still cheaper to buy those and create a fire to keep warm this coming winter.
Than pay your electricity bill. It's true. Biting satire and pictures and models of Sylvester Stallone
that's
in antique shops. That's what it's all about. That is the social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. It's that time again for you to earn your shout-out. They are a rarity here on The Breakfast Show, but I do like to do them, but I do like to make you work for them. So effectively, I focused in on one of our playlists, and this morning, it's all things Absolute Radio 90s, of course, available on your radio, your smart speaker, or in the free Absolute Radio app. And I'm going to play you three clips. Mm. All of these things did occur in the 1990s. In fact, they all happened in the same year. But which year? So The Cure released Friday I'm in Love. Doesn't even start this Friday, I'm in love. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. Aladdin was in cinemas, the original animated one. And Gladiators was on Saturday nights.
Oh. What a time.
I feel like I've got to run up a travelator. Stop doing it to me, John Anderson, will you? So which year did they all occur? I want your names, I want your guesses. I want to know where you are, I want to know what you're doing. The number, of course, is 8-12-15. Good luck, your shout-out could be coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house this summer? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care washable and tough 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint. Was £24, now £19. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:27 on your Thursday morning. Time to get those shout-outs a-rolling as you guess the year. And this morning, we are fully focused on all things Absolute Radio 90s. These three events occurred in the 90s, in fact, in the same year. Here's a reminder. The Cure bought us Friday I'm in Love. Doesn't even start this Friday, I'm in love. In cinemas was my favourite ever Disney film, Aladdin. Oh, yeah. Never had a friend. Every Saturday night, contenders ready.
And still they bring it back.
They're bringing it back soon,
every 5
aren't they?
Years. Let's do that again, shall we? Go on.
Yes, the Gladiators was on the small screen. Matt Dyson, would you like to guess this morning?
I think I got this straight away. I think it was The Cure, 1992, I think it is.
92. Emma?
Thought 94 or 5.
Yeah, I think we're way off. We thought
we're
94.
Late, too late.
1992 is the correct answer. Well done. Congratulations to Matt and to Kevin Taunton, who's sitting by his front door waiting for his bin sticker to arrive. AJ on his way to continue my training to be a 999 call handler for the ambulance service in Yorkshire. Katie and Alan, who are en route to work this morning. Joy from Borough in Furness, spending quality time with her boyfriend Dave, who's 57 today. Happy birthday, Dave.
Yes.
Well done, son. Bravo. Phil Scott and Paul laying pavers on Preston Road in Hull. Rich from Blackpool on his way to his first day back at school as a teacher. Oh, it comes around so quick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
One minute you're looking down that open road of 6 weeks of glorious time off. Next thing you know, sir, miss, miss! Ian on the way to Cornwall to barge refit. Ooh. Big Lee plastering in Durham whilst Phil sits on a windowsill doing absolutely nothing. And Craig in Radcliffe getting ready to set off to Wales, delivering for colour anodising. Of course, anodising is an electrochemical process that converts the aluminium surface into a decorative, durable, corrosion resistant. You knew this.
Yeah.
Sorry,
sorry,
guy. Sorry, everyone. You're right. Hashtag OVS. And there'll be a chance for you to guess the year coming up for you tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's your Thursday morning. You're listening to The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Yesterday evening, I went down into the basement and I donned my Iron Man suit. Okay. And I made my way up to the roof of my house and I yelled, Avengers Assemble! And therefore, today, we're all back.
Yes.
We have a full complement of players. Matt Dyson's here, Emma Jones is here, and Glenn Moore is back on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Glenn, it's great to see you.
Oh, so nice to be back.
And I'm so pleased it went well.
Thank you.
Because your show in Edinburgh was sold out every single night. You got 5-star reviews pretty much everywhere, across the board, including by people who don't give out 5-star reviews.
Yeah, that was what was... I think there's about 3,500 shows on at The Fringe, and I think it was in the top 3 best-reviewed shows, which has never happened for me before. Wow. It felt really, yeah.
Well, it's great, and I suppose I'm going to have this with Evangeline in years to come from now, but when we set you off on your road to Edinburgh, it was a bit like your kid going off to uni. Yeah. We just hoped
so
it was all going to go well.
Yeah.
We were proud, but we were also nervous for you. Yeah. So as we saw the reviews...
Would I be able to cook for myself? That sort of thing.
Exactly. Who's looking after him, you know? So as we saw the good reviews, positive feedback coming in, we were so thrilled for you. The tour, of course, is happening this month, so there's no rest for the wicked.
No, it starts next week, yeah.
You're taking the show out. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Glenn, I'm 60 more. Not just because Glenn is a friend and part of the team. Genuinely is a must-see. On tour around the UK from next week, you can get dates and your tickets from glennmorecomedy.com. So how was it up there, Glenn?
It was all right. It was lovely. It was so nice. It was so nice. And it was so nice to see so many listeners as well who sort of introduced themselves after the show and stuff and said, you know, that was really nice. And the only thing is, it's a stressful month. It is very, very stressful. And my girlfriend was there and she was working as well up there and she was very stressed as well. And one thing that happens when my girlfriend gets stressed is she sleepwalks.
Oh, no.
When she's stressed. Oh. And it manifested itself in a very weird way. Now, all you need to know about this, this feels like irrelevant information, but it's important you know. I sleep with my hands behind my head. That's all you need to know. Okay? Yeah, I know. Like the poster for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's how I sleep. Yeah, that's genuinely how I sleep. Now, that's not the important bit.
But do you do that if you roll onto your front? You say that like you're being arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, like a hostage situation. Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm sleeping during a bank robbery. So, but what she was sleepwalking, and for some reason the way it manifested itself is in her sleep she would constantly reach over and aggressively tickle me under my arms in her sleep at like 2 a.m. when you're really stressed and need to get to sleep. And this happened about 8 separate times.
Wow.
Which meant on about 8 separate occasions the baby got woken up by the sound of, what the hell are you doing? So that's my prevailing memory of what was otherwise a lovely Edinburgh Fringe. That's the main thing I'm going to remember.
It's been
woken up tickled. It's horrible.
Did you not giggle a little bit?
No! Because it's horrifying.
Have you not learned your lesson? Do you sleep with your arms down by your side now? Or?
Yeah, I sleep in a straitjacket and so does she.
Now that is a sinister name for a daily podcast, if ever there was one. So he left us a boy, admittedly a 6'3" boy. He left us a 6'3" boy with a chart. This doesn't work. Anyway, he went away and he came back successful. Yes. Yeah. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Glenn, I'm 60 more. Is Glenn's tour. It kicks off around the UK next Friday. As I say, you can get details on the dates and your tickets from the website, glennmorecomedy.com. I urge you to go check it out.
Breakfast Show with Wix. Dom needs some TLC. Shop the range of exterior paints to bring it back to life. From masonry paint to fence treatment and decking stain.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:47 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, as we've just established, Glenn Moore over there enjoyed 5-star reviews across the board for his brilliant show in Edinburgh. So I thought this was the perfect opportunity to share with you some of my all-time favourite 1-star reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Of me?
Yeah.
Back in those early days.
Yeah, this is you. Yeah. Sheffield
Hallam. My agent kept me away from those. I haven't read those.
Sheffield Hallam back in 2012. Yeah. The Standard said, abysmal. What does this guy think he's doing? Go back to reading The Sport, mate. Just in general. Now, these aren't our opinions or anyone here at Bauer Media. They have been posted by people, but they're just outrageous when you think about what they're reviewing. So here's what I'm going to share with you. So first of all, Mr. J said, fuss about nothing. And his 1-star review was for Rumours, the album by Fleetwood Mac. Said, bought this album after being told how good it is. Well, what's all the fuss about?
Ooh,
what's all the fuss about?
Rumours, one of the best
Fleetwood
albums
Mac.
Of all time.
Well, there you go, Emma. Customer review from Elusive Man, whilst describing Abbey Road by the Beatles, of course, making up part of the team challenge. The results on the way in 20 minutes time. Elusive Man says, absolutely terrible record, which is really unfair. And then Blair Chadwick says, the problem with Abbey Road, lazy, lazy, lazy dribbles. I cried, I cried, and I cried. Then I turned it off.
and played Slayer.
Oh, oh wow.
So, I'm not here to badmouth Slayer and Blair Chadwick's entitled to his opinion, but you went from Here Comes the Sun to this. A long, cold, lonely winter indeed. This is a one-star review of Oasis, What's the Story Morning Glory. It says, this product did not come with an AC power cable. Unsatisfactory. Really scathed. And finally, a one-star review of The Joshua Tree by U2. Tremendously overblown, says Captain Howdy. He says, if U2 were playing in my garden tonight, I would tell them to clear off and I'd call the police. And that's the polite version. There we go. Some of my all-time favourite one-star reviews.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
There are now but 49 minutes until the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee. So between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, we will never, ever, ever play you the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network. It's what you deserve. Now it is time for the final team challenge. Myself, Matt and Emma have been going head-to-head to head throughout August. The leaderboard looks like this. It's never been tighter. Emma's got 7, I've got 8, Matt has got 9. It's 3 points for a win, 1 point for second place, big fat 0 for last. We had 24 hours to remember in order the track listing of the Beatles compilation album 1967 to 1970, also known as the Blue Album. And up until this challenge was put to me, one of my favourite albums of all time. Ooh. But now I will never, ever listen to the Beatles again. So it's basically as they were displayed on the original 1973 UK LP release. We posted this on the Absolute Radio socials. Should you and your loved ones, your colleagues, want to have a go at it as well. So we did it in the last couple of songs that you were all enjoying out there. And the noises I'm getting, the picking up on what we're being, kind of the producers, are telling me it's really close. I don't know how close, but let's have a little listen, shall we? Here we go.
Here we go.
Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. With a little help from my friends.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. A Day in the Life. All You Need is Love.
I Am the Walrus. wait a minute. Hello, Goodbye.
The Fool on the Hill, Magical Mystery Tour. Lady Madonna.
Hey Jude, Revolution, Back in the USSR.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Obla Dee, Obla Da.
Get Back. Don't Let Me Down. The Ballad of John and Yoko.
Old Brown Shoe. Here Comes the Sun, Come Together.
Something. Octopus's Garden.
Oh, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes
to me. Sing
Let It Be. Then it's Across the Universe, The Long and Winding Road.
Across the Universe, The Long and Winding Road.
Across the Universe, The Long and Winding Road. That leads to your door. Yes, yes. I saw you standing there a long, long time ago. I got very excited.
Penzance. I chucked in Penzance at the end.
Yeah. It's the answer to everything.
I can't believe we all did it.
Wow.
This was my... I can't believe you did it.
I know. I recorded it on some voice notes and kept listening to it.
Is that what you
overnight.
Did?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I got so good at this yesterday afternoon. I posted it on my Instagram and I thought I nailed it. But then when I got to... I can't even remember it now. What was it? The one...
yeah, there's a few points.
Let It Be. I've got a blank
Magical
spot for
Mystery
Let It Be.
Tour kept catching me out. That bit in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hard.
So we've all done it, which means it comes down to who did it fastest.
Ooh. Well, it sounds like Emma the Machine was rattling through.
Well, I think you two were delayed by singing everything.
That wasn't a good tactic, was it?
No.
Yeah, yours was the track listing of a full album. That's 59 minutes.
Matt did the White Album at the end.
Why not?
Here's one of those envelopes that the producers handed.
This decides the whole league table.
This is it. This is finally, we'll find out who is the greatest. So basically, looking at the table now, I need to win this to stand any chance of winning the entire thing.
Yeah. Mm.
And we know it's close.
Wow.
Let's...
This could have been an email.
Yeah. They love an envelope. They love an envelope.
Building tension.
Yeah.
I'm going to take out the piece of paper from the envelope.
Oh.
Paper is out.
Here we go.
I'm trembling. It's like getting my A-level results. I'm going to read it after this.
Oh. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So the producers tell me it was so close that two of us had 0.1 seconds between us.
You're kidding me.
What? Less than a breath. This is the final team challenge after a month. Challenge number 7. These results will give us an overall winner and the challenge champion 2022 will be crowned. In third place on Penny Brain... So not overall, just on this challenge.
Yeah.
As we know, completing all 28 tracks with a time of 57.5. Matt Dyson.
Oh, no! Ah.
So let's go to first place, shall we?
0.1 second.
Doing it. In 36 seconds... Which is incredible. What? It had to be Hermione.
Yeah.
Well done.
Come on. I still don't think I can win the whole thing, though, can I? With those points?
Well, I'm about to reveal. I'm about to reveal. Yes. After 7 challenges in just 4 weeks, the brain train. Emma remembered all 37 stops from Aberdeen to Penzance. 99 on brand balloons. Matt Dyson successfully popped them all in 30 seconds. Factor 50, face which I won. Exit the dragon when Emma Jones successfully escaped Old Swiss escape room. Fat Boy Sing. Matt Dyson took full advantage of his vibrato for this one and managed to hold on the shoe. In Fat Boy Slim's Praise You and Hip Hip Less Way, I got the closest delivery bag at the weigh-in at Bassett Law Food Bank. We've done our final challenge. It is joint second place. Matt and I have 9 points apiece. Emma, you are the winner with 10 points. You are the greatest team member.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. Glenn's back now, so I'll never win anything ever again.
You've done it! How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I'm grateful that the last challenge was a memory challenge.
Yeah, looking back,
played into your hands
the first challenge was the brain train. Yeah. What were you thinking, the producers? Just for the record, I was second place on Penny Brain, getting all 28 tracks in 57.4 seconds to Matt's 57.5 seconds. That was the 0.1. But Emma, in 36 seconds, you deserve to be the greatest team member.
Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Thank you. Well done.
I'm just going to make it Breakfast Show official whenever doing any team challenges ever again.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From brushes and rollers to frog tape and dust sheets, find everything you need for your paint project at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:36. On the 1st of September... What? You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, if you are just joining us, Emma won the latest team challenge and therefore is the victor of the entirety of August. Well
Correct.
Done.
Thank you.
By 1 point. 10 points at the top of the leaderboard. Matt and I came second, joint second, should I say, with 9 points apiece. So that means for a whole month, as a grown-up with a family and everything, I've been jumping through hoops for the people we call the producers of the show.
Yeah.
Producer Scarlett, Old Swiss over there, and the Hypebeast Womble,
like
executive producer Mark.
Like with their playthings.
It is. It's like their playthings.
Do whatever they want.
On 7 separate occasions in just 4 weeks, that man who sits to my left every morning,
the puppet master,
who started wearing the same clothes as me, which is unnerving, hands me an envelope with a little challenge in it, and here's the result, and here's a little quip at the end. Lots of love, the producers. I hope you like the little quip at the end.
Good impression, that.
And Dave, you ain't going to stand for it no more. Someone's got to make a stand.
Good.
And I'm doing it behalf of the four of us.
Yeah.
Because I've got a sick and twisted idea.
Oh, yeah.
The likes of which has never been seen or heard of before. Ooh. the producers will not set us a challenge. We will set the producers a challenge.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Now, the idea came to me yesterday afternoon. I wrote it down. I've given Matt
like
a brief.
It. It's great.
So, Emma, when you came out and we were in the kitchen being all conspiratorial, that was what I was saying. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'm going to come through to the second studio and I'm going to pitch it to both of you and Glenn. And if you like it, then tomorrow or next week, we're going to reveal it as a surprise to the producers.
OK.
Now, all you're going to need for this...
Lots of chocolate and a warm bed.
Happy anniversary, my love. No, not lots of chocolate and a warm bed. All you're going to need for this is your phone and a whole load of gumption and guts.
Ooh.
Eat your phone.
Eat your phone.
Eat your phone. Eat your phone. Eat your phone. It's like Lord of the Flies, isn't it? Okay, eat your phone is a good idea. I'm going to pitch my one first. But if you don't like it, the guys are going to be eating their phones.
I'm pitching this to ITV.
And then what we're going to do is we're just going to text them throughout the show and hear their notifications go off in their stomachs. Old Swiss, turn your phone off. Okay, so the producers are going to be taking on a team challenge of their own. I'm going to let the guys know what my idea is, and then you out there will be the next to know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £19, now only £14. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8.51 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I spent that last song pitching my idea for the team challenge that's going to be aimed at the producers to the rest of the team. Matt Dyson was all like...
Ah. Yeah, I was. Yeah, that's a recording of me.
Yeah. Emma was all like... Uh-huh. And then Glenn said...
Oh, no, she did!
And I was like, oh, yes, I did. So the guys like the idea. They're going to help me finesse it slightly.
Can't wait.
And it all will be revealed, maybe via envelope form, because that's what we like to do to the producers next week. But right now, well, it's time for the smash. And, of course, after the conclusion of our team challenges, one of them had to be the Beatles.
Of course.
So let's smash anything to do with the Beatles, members of the band, the back catalogue, anything like that, and the movies. So they're your two subjects for the smash. Send in your suggestions, along with your name, to 8 to 12 15. I've got Ooh Bloody One Kenobi.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And I've got Lovely Rita, Sue and Bob too.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Crop up, doesn't it?
What you got for us, Matt?
I've got Day Flipper. I want to hold your hand that rocks the cradle.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, that always crops up as well, doesn't it?
A harrowing movie as well. I don't know why
it's coming up. Make Your Frogman and Drag Me to Hell. Those three.
Yeah, if there's anything about billboards outside of Missouri, this is the breakfast show for you. Emma Jones, what you got?
Got Hey Jude, Where's My Car?
Oh,
Obladi Oblada Spoot.
Oh, great. Very nice. Glenn, your first time. Are you nervous about this?
I'm really nervous.
You've not in a while.
Here we go. I've just seen a face-off. With a little help from my friends with benefits. Three Lennon a baby.
Okay, so anything to do with the Beatles, anything to do with film, brought together in your perfect minds at 8, 12, 15. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Up next, details on your penultimate summer payday, and we are going out in style. We have £75,000 for you to win. Plus, at 8, 12, 15, it's the Beatles versus the movies. Already, Sarah in Northampton's got in touch. Good morning, Sarah, saying Mad Max, The Long and Winding Fury Road.
Lucy in
the Sky with Diamonds Are Forever, says Russell in Bradford. That's the kind of thing we're after. That number again, 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house this summer? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care Washable and Tough 2.5 litre coloured emulsion paint. Was £24, now £19. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Thursday morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and the no-repeat guarantee, it's been launched. But now, well, of course, this music means it is time for your brilliant smash suggestions, and today it was anything to do with the Beatles versus the movies. Old Yeller Submarine, says Rachel in Corby. A Hard Day's Night at the Museum from Palmy in Newark.
Yes.
Pennywise Lane,
yes.
Ronnie, of course, the clown in
right.
It. Ringo Star Wars from Jim. Get back! To the Future, says Denim Barking.
Course.
Die Hard Day's Night from Gary, which isn't as easy to read aloud as you think. Mm. How's about A Day in the Life of Brian? How's about
Very
Well
good.
Done Louise in Sunny Boston is what I say. Beatles Juice and Can't Buy Me Love, actually. That's from Ian in Glasgow. Well
work.
Done, Ian. Magic Mike Mystery Tour from Sue. Octopus's Garden from Pete
yes.
on the Wirral. Let It Be movie. And Don't Let Me Black Hawk Down from
wow.
Baz the Sparky. In Edinburgh, and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Fight Club Band from Dave in Guildford. Yes, once, yes,
Very
twice.
Strong.
Yes, thrice. Matt, what about the socials?
On the socials, Matt Owen's gone for Cabin in the Norwegian Woods. I Am the Wall, Russell Crowe says.
Oh, he's reaching,
sweet.
He's reaching,
it's
Matt.
Nice, though. Come on. Carol Ann's gone for Yoko O, No Country for Old Men.
Hey!
As that always crops up. And well done to Nirmal, who's gone for Lord of the Ringos.
Oh, excellent work, everybody. So good, in fact, I insist the Smash returns to The Breakfast Show again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for your Thursday morning. I am eternally grateful for you tuning in and, of course, getting in touch, as so many of you do. Please continue to do so. Even if we're not here in the studio, my email address is waiting for you. It's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Or you can contact me directly on Instagram. It's dave_berry_insta. Now, before we say goodbye, we must, of course, congratulate Emma Jones once again on being crowned
yes.
the best team
yeah.
member
fine
after seven
margins.
Challenges.
Fine margins.
That is done. That will be available for you on the Absolute Radio socials. And, of course, also available for you, another edition of the Daily Podcast. But Matthew, what shall we name it? We've got Stick It to the Nan Man.
Oh, that was good.
That's a strong
yeah.
start, wasn't it?
Is it? Good,
it's a strong
yeah.
start.
Strong contender.
It's a curio, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly is.
Simon Demolition Man, nice to meet you. Biting satire and models of Sylvester Stallone. Mm. That's your social ammo today. I sleep like I'm in a bank robbery.
Oh, very strange revelation from Glenn.
Also, I sleep in a straitjacket and so does she. Lots of chocolate and a warm bed.
Oh,
wishful
yes.
thinking by the hype beast there. And eat your phone! Eat your phone!
So, there's some really strong contenders. I was thinking when Glenn said I sleep in a straitjacket and so does she, I thought that's a nailed on.
Yeah.
Certainty for the podcast, but now I think Eat Your Phone is
you?
Eat Your Phone is the new show coming to ITV Saturday nights sometime soon. Eat Your Phone, Eat Your Phone.
Okay, that is the name of the podcast. Coming up next, details on your penultimate summer payday, and today we have £75,000 to give away. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.